All right, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is, and I want to welcome you to the Insight Hour. This is the last show for the year 2010, but don't worry, folks, because we're going to do it again. That's right. And, you know, before I say anything else, I want to let you know I'm home alone. I'm home alone here on a Tuesday. Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, investigative journalist extraordinaire, are busy preparing for the new year. Oh, my goodness. 1-1-1-1. Oh, 2011. Ha. Yeah, so they got all kinds of things going on. So they said, RJ, will you handle it? And I said, I would love to do that to close out the year. And maybe if we're lucky, one of them might just relent and call in so that they can wish you. But if not, I'm ready to do this show. First is we've got to give it up to the Creator. That's right. And to do that is to let you know that it is in 2011 going to be all about wisdom. Oh, yes. To be wise, to live wisely, and to have wisdom, to seek wisdom, to emulate and model wisdom. Oh, how close to the Creator I and all of us who know the secret. All the universe in the core of the melody and the pitch and the tone and the note. Oh, yes, Creator, I know you created all of us, that we are all masters, and that I celebrate this absolute fact of the universe, and that if everybody was to just stand still for a moment and catch up with themselves, they too would realize that they are a master, that they possess the breath of life, which over here in Hawaii we call Ha, the breath of life. You would hope to awaken to the spirit of life as we have throughout the year 2010. I'll do it again. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. As you open your hands, let life be the flesh, layer after layer after layer. And as you open your heart, oh, please let it be the heat. And as you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice. Oh, layer after layer after layer. And, you know, I give praise for the fact that I am so fortunate to have been able to delve into the books of inspiration. And tonight, the Creator said, share something with these people in order that they would know what it is I want them to do. And I said, well, where would I find? He said, go to that book I love for you to read from. I said, okay. Yeah, he said, go to the second last lesson. I said, the second to the last lesson? Yes, and then we'll bring them up on the last lesson. I said, yeah. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Oh, my goodness, that must mean that the last lesson is the first lesson. Huh? Can you follow that? And if not, you know, BBS Radio doesn't lose data. Just download it in the archives. Just look it up under Inside Hour. You'll know, because you'll see the man and the woman with the power, Sherry Kay, their faces right there, bright and shiny. And I give thanks for that, too. That these two beautiful human beings who have for an entire year done their due diligence and have brought you up to date, have backed down the greedy parasite, because, Creator, that's the work that you put us here to do. This is what we volunteered for. What was that second to the last lesson I'm talking about in that book of inspiration? It was a warning. It was a warning against the secret whisper of evil within your own heart. Oh, my goodness. Huh? Oh, who have eyes to see and ears to hear? guard against that insane little whisper that you feel, that little heat that comes. It says, I look at my fellow man and I want to do him in. And the last lesson, which is the first lesson, is to tell you all. And the lesson that I learned out of this beautiful book was to seek refuge with the Lord, to always see the Lord as the cherisher of mankind, not the destroyer. So this is how we will decide. Because there's two ways of looking at your relationship with the Creator. You either seeking God's protection against things that are coming from the outside, or you're seeking God's protection from, again, that second to the last, that evil little whisper in your heart that whispers in your ear silently that creates the, as we call over here in Hawaii, pilikia, pilau, stinking thinking. Mother Teresa, I thank God, Creator, that I was able to study this woman, and she says many profound things, as she said very little, but she said so much because she did so much. But she definitely taught all her followers, there ain't no way for you to be loving folks if you're busy judging them. Oh, please, U.S. as you, and Creator, please, I pray that all the Americans who have been listening to this here discussion about America's exceptionalism, oh, Creator, please, please, don't let the Americans buy this one. Show them the truth of what it is that we have been, and that exceptionalism is not a word to replace with American imperialism and American fascism. These things are true. God, I'm so grateful that you gave me a brain that seeks the knowledge that articulates the truth. God, for me, folks, don't even begin to argue with me. Is my king. God is my ruler. And there's not no earthly person, all king, poet, puppet, president, or any potentate, magnet, or any other kind of whatever that can divide me from that truth. God sustains me, cares for me, provides for me. These are the things you need to give praise and thanks to. I do thank you for the revelation. Again, I said he provides for me. He is with me in my growth and development, and for my protection against what? Stupid, which we also know as evil, which we also know as Satan. Give him a name. Say his name. Say his name. And then tell him to get behind you. Don't push. Oh, yeah. I want to give it up so that I can begin this show by saying I appreciate the fact that God has left clues on this planet in his divine workings of my mind. As I tell you, it is true, and I give thanks that God has never created anything that God could not fix. Man, can you say the same? Anyhow, with that, I want to give praise and thanks to the Creator. And that means whatever that is for you. And if you can't get into the Creator, then please, if it is you, then do your ultimate good. Oh, yes, because there have already been people who have done their very worst. And that's what this is about. 2011 is to not have any more in the form of addition. Amen. Well, with that, I'm just absolutely giddy to tell you that I am glad to go into 2011, because the goal here is for us to all be saints and act like we're already in heaven, which means what? It's to be your very best. You're listening to the Inside Hour, which is brought to you, oh yes, by those people at Healthy World Store and Healthy World Affiliates and Tetrahedron Publishing. Let me tell you how long and am 528 and everything else that's great. I'm being prompted by the cane over here. She's busy trying to put her newsletter out. And I'm absolutely going to say I love her for that, because I do want to remember everything. And maybe perhaps she'll even come on and give us a commercial or two so that you know exactly what we're going into the new year with. Or maybe not. this is a live show. Everybody's trying to tell Boss RJ how to be, but I'm telling you, I'm blessed to let you know I did do a good opening there, and I want to talk about the things that really matter, and that's your money. Insight about your money? Your money's going to be funny. I said it once before. You'll wonder where your money went when you put your trust in the government. Oh, my goodness, do not do that. Not now. Oh, can I tell you? You know, I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate for value. I'm not even going to deal with wrong or right. I'm not going to deal with all of these other things that people are putting in front of me, moral this and that and this and that. I'm going to be dealing with my money because the money is getting funny. And how come I know the money's getting funny? Because everybody's talking about devaluation, inflation, hyperinflation, a loaf of bread for a week's wages. Whew, if you can find a loaf of bread, what's going on in other countries? We're being kept in the dark. It was Christmas. What? You bought a plasma screen TV so that you could see the news? Why, you are the news. You are the news, America. So I want to tell everybody, silver is, and I'm going to say it one more time, the poor man's gold. It's available to you with those debt dollars. I don't know if they're going to let us keep it, but I would go out and push J.P. Morgan off a cliff just a little bit by buying up the physical while he's trying to deal with the paper. And those people who have paper, call for your physical. And let's just see how much is on board. That'll shake them a little bit, and you'll see the stock market get a little shaky as everybody starts pulling out and demanding. All those people that have their silver in the 401ks, I'm serious about this, folks. Go check your money. Go talk to your financial whoever. Find out if they're linked to the greedy parasites. I say those of you who have your money in Bank of America ought to feel real nervous, and that goes for the people over here, Bank of Hawaii. You should feel real nervous. I have a feeling they already bought the closed signs, but that just may be. A lot of people don't really understand who we are here on the Inside Hour and here at BBS Radio. We are some serious folks trying to fight the abuses of authority. That's plain and simple. You don't have no conspiracy theory there. There's no usurpation of anybody's authority. We're entitled to our doubts. The shows for the past year and for the years before that have always been about the doubts. And here we are. Here we are. They talking 800 billion, 600 trillion, 1 million, trillion. Money that you could never count. It's all not real, but we all depend upon it. And yet, it's on the backs of our children's children. Well, not mine. I decided that it all stopped right here, but I got family that have children, and I never intended the world to be like this. I intended for it to be the American square way. But when I went back and looked at the history, I realized America never done did nothing squarely. Ain't never did nothing fairly. It was always at the advantage of one and at the discouragement of another. So this is how we built this country, and now we want to be exceptional. Can you follow that, folks? Well, it is my sensei, SGI President Cater, whose words for me are a fountain of wisdom. And that's what I said we were supposed to get, so let me give you something. He said, great individuals fight abuses of authority. Count yourselves in those ranks. The truly strong do not lord it over the weak. I try not to. I never wanted to. People of genuine strength and courage battle against the powerful, the arrogant, the authoritarian, the evil, and corrupt, all who look down on the people with contempt. Okay? Ain't that what America's supposed to do? Isn't that what we set out to do? Huh? We got Shanghai. Now, notice I said Shanghai because Shanghai will take you to China, which is what is at the crux of this whole thing. You know, investigative journalist Sherry Kane realized that there's some things going on with the money. You know, certain banks won't deal with Russia. Certain banks won't change the money into another currency. You got to get a blood test to just open up a bank account to do business in Europe. What does that happen for all of the little people that are now losing their jobs and trying to get creative and are looking for other employment or finding it in the internet and trying to get their money together? It stops and allows a certain few to consolidate and to become very, very more corrupt and more wealthy in the interim. You say, what's the conclusion here? What is it? Well, for a long time, if you all followed this, and it's important that you do your homework, but there were two schools of thought. Either inflation was good for us or deflation. But it all had to do with the problems with money, and it all had to do with prices, didn't it? And isn't that the bottom line? It is. The price of everything is the bottom line. For those of us who may or may not have abused the credit, you may not be looking at the prices because all you could do is just lay it down. You have to. You need it. You want it. You lay it down. You don't ask how much it costs. But there's going to come a time when you're going to ask that question because every dollar is going to become precious. But as it becomes precious to you, it will become more and more expensive in terms of the prices of the things that it will buy. And this is how they will exact the vengeance. Do you all, America, really get it? Boss RJ is trying to tell you these things because we're going into 2011. Some of you are going to wish you go to heaven because I'm going to tell you, when the gas goes up to $6 or $7 like it is around the world already, we don't know about gas prices. We don't know about being in a pinch. Is America ready for these things? And you say, oh, no, this couldn't possibly happen, but excuse me. The Insight Hour is all about giving you the power by giving you the insight. What is the insight about? Those people who would say it never happened, those people who are alive, that were born in 1929, they were born into misery. Some of you, and some of you were born into opulence, and some of you were given a head start, and others of you were held back. But there was one man who was a chairman of the Banking and Currency Committee, and he, like, what is that guy, Ron Paul, yeah, he's trying to do the very same thing. Ron Paul's trying to do what the Senator Louis T. McFadden did. He's trying to tell the world and trying to say there's a conspiracy, all right, and we do have a theory. And there is fraud, and we know where it lies. And there is unlawful conversion of the American people's money, and treason has been done, and yet Congress sits on its hands and says this isn't a good time to be discussing criminal proceedings against the Federal Reserve. It will show our weakness, and China and Russia have already said, and what is that place over there, Saudi Arabia? So I already said, listen, America, I can't be having you be the dollar reserve currency anymore. We got to look to something else. Oh, my goodness. Look up, America, and see that the Swiss franc is now outpacing the dollar. Look up, America, and look at the Germany and all of the people to say to you, you know what? Our currency is worth more than yours, and it's taken in more places. Don't leave home without it. How many Americans got some yen? How many of them got some Deutschmark? Oh, but they got you all thinking America. But you know there's other Americans who are doing what? Dealing in currency. Sherry Kane and Dr. Lynn have been telling you, but more Sherry been telling you, look at these guys in these corporate positions and look at these logos as you're watching the Fox News. And it'll show you where the money's going. Heck, they got us all thinking that everything is a theory while they're applying theories. You know, you see their names, WikiLeaks, plumbers, you see these things. If you're my age, you see, oh, my God, they don't even have sense to even do it different. They just keep rehashing it through the machine. Now it's up to us to stick with the story. You go to Ron Paul and you thank him for questioning the Federal Reserve. You tell them that your grandparents and your great-grandparents remember the pain and suffering that was caused by a few men's thoughts. And one of them wasn't even from here. You know, you got Paul Warburg and you got all these people come over here because they know how to do banking. Why? Because they was doing it when there was no America. So they just head start. They get the head start and they keep the advantage and they hold the advantage today. And the Federal Reserve is so out of hand that it now stands up and says, you can't audit us. And we're like, wait a minute, what do you mean we can't audit you? Perhaps we need to really look at you real close, because you're the one that's bailing out all your friends and foreign this and foreign that. And when you look back, it's the same thing that Lewis McFadden was saying. Now, if there's anybody out there that can keep up with me on this subject of the Federal Reserve, God bless you, and call on in, and we'll just cut it up together, because it is the crux of what's getting ready to happen to America. This evil institution that you all seem to want to play with, it's kept our money and devalued it by keeping interest rates low. Well, see what China did? China raised it, and what happened? Gold went up, silver went up. How many Americans out there, how many of you people listening to my voice right now own enough gold and silver to be giddy about the prices that they are today? It's a reality that if you wanted to own silver, you'd only be able to own it if everybody on the planet wanted to own it. And you know they're letting Chinese peasants own gold and silver, so they're out there buying it. They're making produce. They're growing things. What do you do in America? These are the questions you want to ask yourself in 2010, and destiny tells you you need to do something different, because great is this day for all who kept faith. And dreadful for others, so that is their fate. Fate and destiny isn't about whether it's good or bad. It's about what is. What's set in motion? You can get an understanding of it, but you still got to go through it. This is the important thing you got to learn, folks. Don't panic. And for those of you who have overextended yourself, you better get yourself a little safety net. You better make peace with your family, because you may have to move in with them. This is a time when you don't move apart. This is a time when you consolidate. And if you don't have a family, God bless you, you better find one. And a good one. 528 family is a beautiful family. You know? Come and get on the right frequency so that you get the right energy, so that you can have the right force to be all you can be without wearing a uniform. You can wear a badge of honor. That's what the 528 logo is all about. It's your badge of honor. It's your badge of distinction that the at least core frequency that you'd like to be able to present to people is love. Now, I'd love for everybody to be honest that want to disseminate hate. I want them to put their logo up. Hate, you know. Thanks for the warning. Anyhow, you're listening to Insight Hour. I'm Boss R.J. Hampton, home alone. They've left me. I'm all alone, and I'm feeling good because it's the end. Not the end of the world, but the end of 2010. And, oh, my gosh, what an explosive year it was. I mean, we've seen more money created in a few months than was created in the entire history of the American government. These guys is out, and now they done sent out another $600 billion. Oh, people are giddy at who's getting it. So you have the problems of money. You have these problems, and this is what the question of government. What is the government's role in solving it? Well, that's why they set up this little escape clause here. You know what I'm saying? They let the Federal Reserve handle it. And I'm saying to you all, it's time for us to take back control of our wealth. Now, a lot of you out there squandered yours, but I didn't squander mine, so I'd like to see it. I'd like to see at least a little recognition that, hey, you know, some of you went to college and you worked hard and you started companies and you got railroaded by the CIA or the FBI or the DIA or whatever it is, or a better improvement or some kind of thing that you couldn't get from your county government because you scheduled, you targeted not to succeed. That's your fate. That's what they decided for you, and because you're not participating in it, you're not identifying who it is to hell you bet, you go under, and you wonder, what's life all about, Alfie? Well, I don't ask no questions, and let me tell you, if this is a game, it's better for us to make rules than it is for us to play it. So there where you want to be. I done told you, the truth is a dangerous explosive. These are the watchwords. You say, oh, my goodness, what is R.J. talking about? I'm talking about the truth of discursive thought, which all leads back to the center point, which is love. How do you overcome this kind of ugliness? How do you overcome the realities of the things that people do that you would never think to do, but they do? You know? I mean, we say these things. Let me take you back a little bit, you know, back to, we had, you know, they say that President Roosevelt was the best president ever. Oh, my gosh, he did so much, blah, blah, blah. One of the things that I remember, and I can say I remember these things because what I say to you is this. My mother was born in 1909. My father was born in 1903. By 1933, these people were grown with children and jobs. So their stories mean something to me. And they guided me. And they know that the money was funny. And a lot of people that were rich no longer were rich. Now, why would they know that? Because they lived in Wall Street's bedroom. That's Englewood, New Jersey, right across the street. George Washington Bridge. Downtown to Church Street. There you are in the pit of Wall Street. This is where they go. They lived there, but they also lived in the woodland suburban communities. Catch my drift? And they loved it. And these bankers took more money out of this country while everybody was starving. They sent it over to Germany. Now, this ain't no conspiracy. This is part and parcel of the records because they have been in bed with Germany ever since America and before America was America, before there was a revolution. And those of you who want to do your due diligence, go back and look at the conditions and the causes that were made so that there could be an American Revolution. Then look at who was on whose side. But by the War of 1812, everybody was hungry to begin to do what business? And that's the core frequency that America is founded on. We're the salesmen, not so honest, traveling across the country, taking land from Indians, marrying in the families, and then stabbing them in the back and squandering it and betting it away and giving it to people in other countries while you spend... You all know the history of America. That's why I say this whole discussion of America's exceptionalism makes me absent. When I first heard it, after I got up off the floor from laughing so hard, I really had to go to the hoop and say, what could possibly possess this country limping into 2011, strictly in debt that you can't pay off, even if every person on the tax rolls paid 100% of what they owe, no deductions. You wouldn't be able to even pay the interest on the debt. That's how deep we are, and each year that goes by, we become more and more deeply in debt. Now, when you look up, someone's got to pay the piper. For all this music and insane borrowing and insane credit, you know you wasn't worth it, America. But you had to have those cars. Now, that takes you back to a fundamental idea about credit, because this is where it's going to come down to. Millions and millions and millions of cars that have not been paid for. These cars are going to become a source of concern for American society. And I'll tell you something. It's because this is what America wanted. They salespeople, auto salesmen, then make enough money so they can go into chemistry. And they go in and look at chemistry and they see all kinds of inventions. So they take the money that they made from either produce, growing things, because they invested in a farmer, and then they translate that into a university who's looking for money. You start a foundation, you get a nonprofit status, and before you know it, you're Aerojet. You're Raytheon, you're Hughes Medical Institute, you're all of these things, America. I know. I speak in riddles? No. I'm a historian who can tie it all together and tell you. There's a connection. The JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and all kinds of things, all coming down to chemtrails and all kinds of things in the earth. Why? Because they're the contaminators of all time. And they knew that they had to hide all of their contaminating. So they've created all kinds of ways to introduce into our very, very fragile ecosystem these humongous molecules. The atoms of the universe are putting us on, and we will suffer from it. But that's okay, because you know what? God knows how to put a spin on the atom, and there are people who are working on the situation. And what is beautiful about it is when you have given up on your own mind, you can always enter into your heart and pray with a fervency and a sincere dedication to the solution of the problem. That, my ladies and gentlemen, is our mission in 2011, is to learn how to pray correctly. I am not going to be responsible for who you pray to, but I am hoping that you will pray correctly. It's kind of like doing a reading. You don't keep asking the fortune teller the same question over and over and over again. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to prayer. You get on your knees or you stand squarely or you're on one foot or whatever it is that you do, and you do it with integrity and you do it with fervor and you do it with sincerity and you look and you do. Close your eyes if you have to. Open your eyes if you want to. There's no rules except there are no rules. Got it, folks? And we can be glorious. And remember what Mother Teresa said, I can't love nobody if I'm busy judging people. You can't either, folks. If you're judging folks, this is time to stop. I acknowledge the fact that there have been contaminators of all time. I acknowledge the fact that those people will never recognize the fullness of what it is that they have done, nor do I care. But I also acknowledge the fact that it is my duty to point it out and to make sure that they are part of the solution, not more in addition, so that they can make more profits. You know what it's about, folks. You got to look at it, do your due diligence. You got prices, you got loans, you got wages, you got profits, and you got banking policies. It's important that you get Congress and everybody in from local government all the way up to the top to understand that you understand banking, money, and government. And the way you do that is by typing those three things into the search engine and get busy. And you learn a lot. It's better than looking at Jesse Ventura, unless Cherry Kane's on it. Yeah, did everybody see that one? I'm hoping that you all did. I know that you can see, you can go to sherrykane.com and you can get the particulars, or you could head on over and see what it is that Dr. Lennon's been championing and understand that that's our job. That's our advocation. Not vocation, but avocation in life, to make sure that we keep everything on the table, that everybody has all the facts that are to be had. And I'll tell you something. We're in for it. We've got to band together, folks. You've got to see that if you're seeking protection against external factors, it may be that you need to change your direction in terms of how you see God and your relationship with God, the Creator. You know, because we got all kinds of people getting ready to do what they do. And when they do it, you know, right now, cheap money. It was cheap money. We've had cheap money for some time. It's hey. Everybody's lived good. Welfare, food stamps, cheap money, throw it around. Everybody smoking brand name cigarettes. I don't know. Everybody can go and get their favorite little brand name whatever, which is higher. But soon y'all going to be doing Best Buy. You know what I mean? What's the sale item? Once they got you, they'll dictate how you eat and the patterns of how you eat by what is on sale, because that's what you'll buy. They got us if you let them. It takes a lot to break away from that. It really does. And it was something you were supposed to do back in, like, 2000. If we had all done the work back then, there had never been a 2001. Shall I say it to you again? I look at the core frequency of the truth, and I say that all of us, as Americans, we know how greedy the greedy parasite is. And we know what happens when the greedy parasite knows his jig is up. When the greedy parasite is found in a lie. When the greedy parasite's secrets get out that would shame and shock the world. Shame them and shock the world. Oh, my goodness, if you only knew. Some of you do. Some of you have been victims. I'm hoping to get my show out here that I'm doing tonight to all, and it is dedicated to all the victims of the greedy parasite who have practiced evil rituals the power that these evil men and women derive their mana so that they can stand in front of a television camera and lie to you comes from what it is they do prior to going into the arena. And they snatching our children, and they are using them in ritualistic prayer ceremonies, and you can't tell me it's a conspiracy theory, because there was a Presidio, there was a Michael Aquino, there was a Barbara Boxer, there was a Dianne Feinstein, there was a Nancy Pelosi, there was 60 children, and by the time the whole trial was over, not one child was vindicated, and only one man went to prison. This is America. But check this out, folks. Go over to Operation OR. Just type that into the search engine. Google Operation OR. And then Google Operation Avalanche. And ask yourself how it is that the American intelligence could snitch on the British, and the British swooped down on so many more people in an America that hardly made a wave and hardly made the news. So what I'm going to say to you is that's the shame. Oh, my goodness. I'm opening up a door for those people who really want the insight as to the core frequency of why it is that we do have President Obama sitting in the White House. Oh, our deeds travel with us from afar, and what we have been makes us what we are. It is impossible to make a negative cause and suffer a positive effect, America. So all of the legions of stupid are in place, most of them to be found in both houses of Congress. And there they sit in 2011 to preside over an idea. And that idea is that we must now pledge our allegiance to a faulty state. I'm unwilling to do that. Join me in this thought of being unwilling to do that and to be able to be the one in your crowd that will question authority. Now, I'm not saying just drop everything, go out there in the middle of the street and start, you know, messing with them. But when they come to you, I think it would be important for those of you who really think this out to prepare your rebuttal. To prepare your defense, even though habeas corpus won't be, you know, a problem for them, you know. And they'll have all kinds of rules as to why they can keep us for as long as they keep it. Now, some people say, okay, RJ, you're being a little bit paranoid and we're supposed to be. I want you to understand we already done taught you how to be positive. I'm hoping that when we're in the FIBA camps or when you're being arrested and you wonder why, that that's the time that you will go into your inner self and seek your inner wisdom and that you will accept the fate and toe the line. Because we are all Dogon, and it's Dogon time. Yeah, you know, step up. We come from the dolphins. We have in common with the mammals all the creator's energies. We love nature, those of us. So it's important that we hold these thoughts. That's why it's important for you to embrace nature and to preserve nature around you and your surroundings. Even you people in 20 feet of snow right now, you know what I'm saying? Go out and get yourself a chia pet. Or get yourself a couple of anything green that you can do. I'm not being facetious, folks. I love you, and I know it's chilly and cold out there in some places and warm in others. Suffer what there is to suffer, accept what there is to accept, and know that we love you and that it's been a good year for everybody and that we're going to grow in 2011. The FDA has just got more power, so they're going to be able to protect us from foodborne illnesses, even the ones that are growing in your backyard. What can I say, folks? You know, as long as they have it, they will do it. And, you know, I was talking about the Federal Reserve, and I do believe, I did say that it was a corrupt institution, and I do believe that Ron Paul will be a man who will set it right, at least say it right, might not be able to set it right, because it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing to go and look at it. But when you have private monopolies which prey on the United States government, and then the government does business with them, and then they fail to do what they say they're going to do, or they create wars just as they can. I mean, you go back and you look, you do your due diligence. Those 12 private banks, when you look at the Federal Reserve, these people were deceitful, these people were disloyal, and they had masters to show them how to do it. Brought them over from Germany. While everybody was giving their gold up to Roosevelt, they were sending it to Germany. That's no conspiracy. That's a fact, folks. Money. It is, and it does come down to money. Now, when it doesn't, that'll be the time that we're doing the impossible with nothing. And that's what a lot of us are going to have an opportunity to prove. Because, you know, we set it up that way, and we argued for it, and a lot of people saw fascism in America as not being a problem at all. As a matter of fact, it was sought out and thought of, especially in California, it was thought as being a real good answer. That's why you had Schwarzenegger. That's the culmination of fascism in America, is to have a foreign-born governor who hooked up with, you know, all of that nonsense over there on the other side of the world. When you look at American history, you can see how we jump back into bed with England against this one and against that one. Why? Because England knew we wanted to do business more than anything. We wanted to do business more than we wanted to liberate the world or think that everybody should have an even start. The advantage is to, and always has been, those who are and have an opportunity to create monopolies. This is the other point that Sherry Cain and Dr. Lynn are telling you, is that this isn't conspiracy theory. You look at all of these corporations and their symbols, and you go back and you look at the people who started them, and you'll be surprised as to what kinds of training, what kinds of influences. Some didn't go to college, some did work for major corporations, some didn't, some owned their patents outright, some didn't. Some end up dead before they're even an old man. Other people inherit their knowledge and they move on. They keep going and up to that point, then they created the CIA to keep it all pono, as we say over here, balanced. That's where Bush comes in, a young man who they say went off to Texas. If he went off to Texas, he went off to Texas to control one of the most budgeting after the whole thing with Israel, and we accepted them as a state, the 51st state. I'm being kind of funny about that, but it's true. It feels like Israel's the 51st state of the United States. A lot of people say that, you know. And what opposes democracy for them was communism. What opposes it was never fascism, you know what I'm saying? They could work it out, some kind of fascist democracy. Let the people vote as long as it's for me. anyhow, I'm really serious. You know, I do believe that if you go to Dr. Len's site, it's there. You get all the information. Just go down to the BBS, click his face, and it'll give you all the information. You know, there's SherryCain.com to get you up to date all of what the mega corporations are doing and what they're doing next. And we're kind of excited about the kinds of things that we're discovering that escape people, you know, and I think it's time for us to really look at it and to make some a little bit of noise about it, especially about 9-1-1, you know, and all the changes that have come down since then. And like I said, you know, prayer is a powerful thing, and again, the things that I say to you, I hope that you will vet them out. I hope that you will take the time to listen and say, what did she say? She said that the Federal Reserve financed Trotsky's passage to Russia? What was that she said? That they put a lot of money in a Swedish bank? What was that? You know, and then you go and you do your homework. And just a few names would open up doors to allow you that the things that people are talking about are not theories. The actual events that went down that created actual laws or executive actions or privilege or détente or treaties or this or that, it's all in the history. It's all in the records. It's all in the people's biographies. Wake up, America. Do your due diligence and you'll see. We are the worst ruled people on the planet. and the rest of the world is starting to isolate us. And if that happens, you are what you can export. You are what you can sell. What does it make America? It makes it a land of hell if it doesn't have anything to sell. And exporting war is getting old. This is why there are other people that can do that if it's necessary. But now the world says if we eliminate America, if we just starve America, and let me tell you something, that can happen, folks. A large majority of you out there just one paycheck away from starvation. Some of you are juggling and making promises that are 2 months in the rear. Some of you have credit card debt so bad that you don't even know if you can pay the interest. You are a mini microcosm of the government. And the government is suffering like you. Now, guess who's going to have to pay? You know the government ain't going nowhere. You know them people ain't going to dismiss themselves and say, you know what, let's consolidate. I'll go home. No, I don't want to run. No, we'll just let so-and-so run and we'll get light. They don't think like that. They didn't think like that back then. No, what they'll say is, my daddy gave me an advantage. Do you know who my father is? My father started so-and-so and so-and-so, and I get a check. But you see, when there's no more money, they'll be just like us. Hallelujah. And then they'll start praying just like us, not for fame and fortune, but for decent survival and the brotherhood of man and the love of and the indestructible happiness and the light of the children's eyes being healthy and running around playing and singing in harmony, hopefully 528. Go out and check out 528.com and go over to Healthy World Affiliates .com, and you know where it all started with the parent organization Healthy World Store, and you know we got Tetrahedron Publishing, and Dr. Lynn, this is the reason he's not on the show, and you got me babbling, but I'm hoping that I'm making some sense to some of you out there, because glory to God, I do cherish God, and the Creator did make my mind to speak my mind the way I do, and he's in the middle of writing his book. He's got the 528, going to make it great, going to explain it all so we can communicate. Huh? How about that? I know he'll like that. And Sherry Kane, oh my goodness, she's on the trail of so many, it's hard for me. I'm not even going to let it out. You just have to go over to her site and see what she's up to. I know that they got a letter, newsletter that's coming out that's getting ready to put some earth-shaking news out there. And it's not for us to stampede the herd or to, you know, to put a crimp in your day. It's information. It's facts that allow you to go figure. And that's what's necessary in order for you to be able to understand the forces that you possess innately, which are your core frequencies of your birth, your circumstances of your birth, where you came into the planet and the day and the whatever. And when you learn all of these things and you put it together, you can give yourself a real good idea of where your place in the universe is at a moment in time. And it's not about what time, like 12 noon, just in the space of events, which are, for some, they think predestined, but I just like to say inevitable. That's the word I'd like to say. I'd like to use it. It's like, it's inevitable. Certainly the theme of the eternal reoccurrence and the idea that you could do something different, which will give you a different outcome, is how you play the game. And that's the whole idea of how they have been manipulating us, because they're playing a game, the great game. And a lot of it has to do with subjects they don't want us to talk about, you see. But they had to put a lid on sex education, because to talk about sex education is to then put the common man in touch with sex magic. Now, that's something to go Google, folks. For those of you up late night, take your little computer and leave me and go over to Google and type in sex magic and then see why it is that we have so many children come up missing. And what they be doing to these children. And then you put it all together and you go over to L.A., go to Disneyland. There's where a lot of children come up missing. And the JonBenet thing, that was another one of those ritualistic Christmas Eve sacrifices, made to look like kidnapping, made to look like something horrible happened, an invasion, home invasion. But basically, the party was over. The victim was behaving a little weird and had to be restrained. And something happened in the middle of all of that because they was doing damage control. But that's just what Boss RJ thinks, because when I look back at the black magic rituals, OTO, I give it all to you folks. These are very real people. You just got to go to Pasadena, California to meet them. And that's why it's so incredible that they couldn't bust them, because they're part of them. That's why they couldn't bust them. That's why Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi all sit in their seats, because they're keeping their mouth shut about one of the most best-kept secrets on the planet. And yet, there are many family members who are missing their children. There are many mothers and fathers who are wondering what happened to their children. And some of their children are alive and well and living in other countries, doing the biddings of other people. Oh, do your homework, folks. But in 2011, we're going to put an end to that, because if we shine the light on them, if you shine the light on them, they don't like that. They got to pull up the operations. They didn't have to go. We're in a battle, folks. We're in a battle. I don't want you to get you too upset, but we are in a battle, because stupid has gotten a hold on our government. And our government is so in debt, and people are so scared they're going to lose their jobs, that they're ready to do anything stupid says, because they believe stupid can bail them out. Because no good person could ever come up with the mess that stupid has made. And I'll tell you something, through it all, through the Great Depression, through the happy days of here again, and everything else that comes down, we all have suffered the effects. But some people have benefited. There are crime families that go all the way back to 10th and 9th century and bring them up. There are scientific organizations. There are spiritual organizations. There's the Vatican. There's the Jesuits. Go do your homework, folks. There's names within all of them. And I hope in 2011 to create the interest, as they were banking to interest, in what it is that I'm talking about. And we're talking about connect the dots, connect them all, place them all, their spheres of influence, and see, and then look at how our government was shaped by these thoughts, and how that's how we get down to it, folks, where they're talking about American exceptionalism. Don't buy it, America. I know it's a desperate ploy, and an easy chip, especially for all of you who owe a lot of money. Boy, wouldn't you like to default on your debt and have nothing happen to you? That's what the government would like to have. Government would love to default on this debt. But you know what will happen if we do. You got China and Russia and Japan and all these other people. They're going to say, well, and especially those Middle Eastern. And that will be the first effect, and you're already seeing it, folks. Oil's on its way up. Gold is on its way up. Silver is on its way up. We're at the 7:53 p.m. It's a short time when I'm on, I'll tell you. It goes by quick, folks, and I want you to know that Dr. Len and Sherry will be back in the new year, and they're going to be doing some things they're preparing to tell you all about. There's satellite direct even coming their way. They're getting more play. And they know, I know, and you know, that the reason that they're being heard right now is because it serves the greedy parasite. But that doesn't mean that the information that we're giving you and the revelations that are coming are any more inconsequential to the truth. It's very core. Don't let them snatch it away from you. Don't let them point in another direction and distract you from the truth of the matter. It's there in black and white, right in the Congress. Go to Lewis McFadden. See what he spoke on the Congress. It was written into the congressional record. And you will see for yourself the effects of the greedy parasite and insane speculation and derivative banking that railroaded America and delivered us to socialism, while over in Germany they were rounding up their core problem and putting them in ovens and doing all kinds of terrible things to them, medical experiments and things. So don't think, America, that Hitler stopped in 1945. Many of these men were let go, and they've been working hard, and a lot of them have taken over the government, and a lot of them sit in high places in the universities, and some of them are drawing their last breath knowing that they're getting ready to take America down and to create the type of chaos that will allow them to move in and to utilize all of the terrible things. So all I want us to do, and the only way to do this, is as they do their worst, you do your best to stay calm and to create that inner peace and gather around yourself like-minded people for, as it says, in tune with the infinite, like attracts like in the universe of plenty. Find people like yourself. Gravitate towards them, help each other, begin to do what's necessary, and you will, short of a big bang, survive and come through just like many people did, like my parents did. They came through the Depression to enjoy a better life. Vis-a-vis, they didn't have the kind of debt that was put on them, like by the president, as this President Obama's doing. But I don't want to get into that because we're almost finished here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Insight Hour. I'm coming down. I want to tell you, I want you all to have a safe and happy, happy, happy 2011. I want you to be resolute. Make a resolution you can keep, one that will create change for you. And stay tuned to the wonderful, wonderful core frequency of expressions of love that will come to you from the Insight Hour. I'm RJ Hampton, so you don't have to be. And next week, Sherry Keene and Dr. Len Horowitz will be back at the helm, and we'll continue this story. Aloha.